Yeah, yeah, give me 1 minute, I'll be with you.
Good, guys.
Good job on there, mate.
Hi Jamie, how do you think it went today? How do you think you played?
It was good, I played okay. This is my fifth year here and probably my best first round in terms of how I played. Normally,
did you end up 9-under, was it 9-under?
9-under, yeah. Normally, it's obviously very nerve-wracking because you're playing with such good players, a few crowds, and it's not something you're used to doing, but I loved it. And yeah, so I played okay. Thomas Bjorn was a good partner to have, so extremely lucky there.
I mean, does it get easier every year or is it just really dependent on conditions?
It depends on how you're hitting them. I mean, that's the key. Sometimes I come up here and it just feels so alien, you know, and the lies here are extremely tight. So if you're not hitting it quite how you want to, it can be a long round. But luckily enough, it went okay today.
Is there something special about playing here at the Old Course, you know, Scotland, the home of golf?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not something special. It is special. Yeah. It's just the most, you can't put into words how nice it is. I was extremely lucky about 3 years ago to go out in the last group with Luke Donald and Rory McIlroy and Rory's dad. And I've been lucky that I played for my country at football and things like that, but that was one of the best experiences I've ever had, you know, to see it, to play with such great players and good guys as well. But here, and you just look at that 18th, you just think, that's what it's all about, you know.
And how different is the atmosphere? Obviously, you've, you know, played in the England team and for Liverpool for many years. How different is the atmosphere? Is it more competitive between the amateurs, or is it, you know?
No, I think we all just try our best. You know, I think we all know we're not professionals. You know, well, we soon find out when we see them striking the ball and ours is, you know. I'm not deluded enough to think I could become a pro at this game. I know my limitations. You know, I can get it round, but not to that level.
Regarding that competitive streak, is there anybody here this week that you would really like to do one over?
No, you know what, I think Tim Hemman couldn't make it this year, and Tim's a good friend of mine, and I'd love to see him make the cut because he hasn't done it yet, and I do remind him very often that he hasn't. So that still counts as a fifth year that he's not made it, but no, it's always a bit of friendly fun. I mean, I'm good friends with Rude, and Rude loves his golf as well, so we just... If you can make the cut, great. If not, you have 3 great days and you can get extremely drunk at the with a lovely red wine on the Saturday night. And not have to, mind you, we did last year. Luke and I made the cut last year. We were drinking double vodka tonics. And, you know, it was a bit, it was good.
And how do you fancy your chances of making the cut this year after this first round?
Honestly, it'd be great if I do. I'm not going to get too excited about it. I'm just trying to keep my... Just try to play as I can.
Your dad enjoys his golf as well.
Oh, I love it.
Any chance we can see him here next year?
Maybe bring him up and, you know, see. He'd love to play, but it's a tough invite. You know, if you get invited, you're extremely lucky. But hopefully, we'll be managing by this time next year. Get him back working. He's driving my mum crazy. Is that right, guys?
Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Thank you.